On the topic of building a caring society, we will be talking on the show about social determinants of mental health. The social determinants of health are the conditions in which people are born, grow, live, work, and age. There are many factors that influence these conditions, and we believe that creating more positive conditions and we can have a healthier and more caring society. And to help us talk about this topic, we have Prof. Craig Land, who is the co-director of the Center for Global Mental Health at King's College, London, and honorary professor in the Alan J. Fisher Center for Public Mental Health at UCT. He will be focusing on the social determinants of mental health and the role it plays in our lives. Welcome to the show, Prof. How are you doing today?
Thanks very much. It's really great to be here, and thanks for the invitation. I'm doing good.
I'm glad to have you here today, Prof.
Thank you.
Prof, can you please tell us more about yourself?
Sure. So I trained as a clinical psychologist in the 1990s, and after I got qualified, I became more and more interested in the way in which mental health services are organized and how we could do a better job of improving access to mental health care, especially in communities that don't have access to that care. And I also got interested in the way in which society and the way in which economies are organized shapes the mental health of populations. And so a lot of the work that I've been doing since that time, I worked for the World Health Organization for about 5 years, and then I worked for UCT for about 12 years, has been focused on those issues, trying to work with governments to improve mental health care, especially in low and middle income countries, and trying to understand more about how we can improve the conditions in which people live, and in turn how that can improve the mental health and well-being of people, especially children and adolescents.
Prof, can you please explain to our young listeners what exactly the social determinants of mental health are?
Yeah, so the social determinants refer to the social and economic conditions of society and the way in which those influence mental health across the life course, from pregnancy, early childhood into adolescence, adulthood, and old age. And we know that these social and economic conditions have a profound effect on mental health. For example, early exposure to poverty or food insecurity or violence has an effect on the mental health of individuals and across their life course. And so the more we can do to improve social and economic conditions, the better an effect we can have on the mental health and well-being of people over their lives.
Prof, with many factors of being out of control of children, how can we help improve their mental health?
Yeah, so we can do a lot, especially to shape the way in which school environments promote mental health. And there's a lot that children and adolescents can do to look after and protect their own mental health. And so that includes things like getting to know yourself, learning about your own feelings, your thoughts, your behavior, and how those things are linked together. Learning to be more caring and compassionate to each other and supporting each other through difficult times. And also realizing that when you face difficult times, it's normal sometimes to feel sad or worried, but with support from other people, you can actually find a way through it and work out a way of emerging stronger from difficult situations.
Prof, what change do you think needs to happen in society to make sure that the social determinants of mental health are the best for every child?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I think we could be doing so much more to make our society more equal and more fair so that people who have historically been in disadvantaged communities have the opportunities that everybody else has. And there's a lot we need to be doing, especially in South Africa, to make greater opportunities, especially for children from disadvantaged communities. So I think really providing opportunities through improving schooling, strengthening the things like the child support grant to reduce poverty and food insecurity and create more opportunities for young people are the kinds of things we should be doing more. We also should be providing better mental health care at a younger age so that we can pick up problems early and we can support children and their families where they need that kind of support.
Prof, what advice would you give to parents and caregivers about being aware of the social determinants of mental health and its effect on children?
So I think parents and caregivers can do a lot more to support children facing difficult times. So children, for example, who are exposed to crime or violence or domestic violence, they need support to help them negotiate those difficult experiences and to find a way through them. And so that means being more caring, more compassionate, and listening to children's needs, listening to how they are seeing the world and experiencing the world, and providing them with the kind of support and care that they need to become the best people they can become.
Today, Prof, we are talking about building a caring society. I want to know from you, in your opinion, what does a caring society look like to you?
Yeah, so a more caring society would be a number of things. First of all, a safer society where we have less crime and violence. Secondly, a more fair society where the wealth and the resources of society are more evenly distributed among all the members of that society. Thirdly, a society which creates opportunities for people to reach their full potential. So through schooling, through sports, through creative arts, to really create opportunities for people to reach their full potential. And then finally, a society in which the purpose of economic development is not economic growth, but to create better mental health and well-being in society. I think that would really change things. You know, so much of our economic policy is driven by growth and the accumulation of wealth. But often that wealth ends up being concentrated in the hands of a minority. And so if we have well-being and mental health as the focus of policy, that shifts the whole way in which we organize our economy much more towards the way in which that wealth can be evenly distributed, that we create more opportunities for everybody, and we create ultimately a more caring and supportive society.
Thank you so much, Prof, for joining us today. I really had a good time. Thank
Great.
You.
Thank you
Hope
so much.
Hope to see you soon again.
I'll be back. Thank you.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio Rock.